Sports Beat Extra. Earlier today, I had the chance to catch up with Waterford Wildcats star Helena Rowan. The Wildcats made history for the club by securing their first league title in over two decades last weekend with two games left to play. Tomorrow they play at home against St Paul's as they ramp up the preparations for the playoffs as they aim to produce the first double for the club since 1989.
Sports Beat Extra. Beat.
Perfect. Well, Helena, thanks a million for joining me. I mean, firstly, we have to talk about congratulations on winning the league. It must be great to finally be over the line.
Yeah, definitely. Look, we've been knocking on the door, I suppose, for a few years now. So to finally get over the line, it's fantastic for the team and the whole club. So I really am just delighted with that.
Talk about sort of the elation you felt on the day, like, because, you know, it had been a few weeks coming, and I think everyone, even up and even before the game at the weekend, people were like, "Ah, oh, yeah, you'd be champions, no bother at all." But you still have to go out and do it and get that result and finish off the league as well. It's great though to, you know, talk me through how you felt after that final whistle blew.
Yeah, look, I suppose what worked for us all season is we've been just taking one game at a time, and I suppose that it was no different then on last Sunday when we played Brunel. So in a way, I suppose it was nearly, it was a great feeling, you know. It was such a tight match as well, and we really had to kind of come together to win that match. It was kind of a sense of relief, I suppose, when the whistle kind of, and the buzzer finally went. It was a nice moment.
It's certainly not over though, because obviously the two games you're playing now, obviously this weekend and the following weekend, both of those teams, both St Paul's and Portlaoise, are both looking for playoff spots and trying to solidify themselves in different rankings and whatnot. And it's a great chance for, I suppose, you guys as well to see a possible opponent you could be playing, because obviously finishing in first, you'll play eighth place. Over these next two games, are you kind of looking at both of those teams and trying to get a feel for both of them before those playoff matches come around?
Of course, yeah. Look, this whole season and league, there's been no easy games, and we're not going to get an easy game in the last two games either. So we know they're fighting for playoff position, so it's really a do or die for them. They'll be knocked out if they don't win these two games. So we know what we'll be facing. So we just need to concentrate on ourselves and kind of get focus and bring that momentum then into the playoffs for us.
Is there a shift of mentality for the team, I suppose, now looking towards the playoffs? Obviously, when it's, you know, a league season, as you mentioned, you're looking at game to game, trying to figure out what the best result would be to get there. But now, obviously, with the playoffs coming ahead, are you kind of treating these two games as almost warm-up challenges for those playoffs then?
No, I don't really think we can do that, because if we do that at all in this league, if you kind of take your eye off it at all, you'll be punished. So I think we just have to do what we've been doing, concentrate on ourselves and take one game at a time. Obviously, there's a bit more pressure when it comes to the playoffs, because you lose a game there and your season's over. But we just have to do what we've been doing all season, what has worked well for us, and approach these games no differently.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, coming up even to last weekend's game, there was a number of injuries on the Wildcats bench. It's something that obviously is still persistent. Is it a case that you're hopeful, I suppose, that the rest of the team will be all fit and ready to go by the time the playoffs come around?
Yeah, I suppose in that game in Brunel, we had two players go down in the space of, I think, 30 seconds. That's tough when your starters go down like that. But we have such a strong team and players that come off the bench that have really been doing well all season for us. So I think when teams look at us, they can't deny that we've a strong bench as well. So I think that's been our strength all year, that we have people that start and come off the bench that make an impact. Mm-hmm.
What made this squad, I suppose, so successful this year? Because I remember talking to a few of the other players earlier on the season, and they were talking about how there were elements that needed to be changed and there was bits that could have been improved upon. But like, with all due respect, like, if there's stuff that needs to be improved upon and you're top of the league and you've now won the league, like, what does a full strength Wildcats team look like when everything's going right?
Yeah, look, I suppose the foundations have been there, I suppose, the last few years that we've been building toward this. And there's been a lot of learning, I suppose, in the last few seasons where we have come to games or we've come to finals where we've lost, or semi-finals that we've lost. So there have been a lot of learning there that we took in that. But the team, I suppose, has been around a while now as well, that we're kind of, our chemistry has gelled a little bit more this year, and it is working for us. And I think everyone just works really hard for each other, which really shows in on the court as well.
Mm-hmm. Main thing now, obviously, is to try and go and secure that double for the first time since 1989. it's something really inspiring to kind of look at, obviously, a player like Gillian managing the side, passing down that knowledge, obviously, her two daughters playing on the team as well, to then go full circle now to this year, hopefully trying to channel that energy again to do the double.
Yeah, look, it's definitely really special for their family. Like, as you said, it's a fantastic achievement for them, for the two daughters being on the team as well and being such an impact on the team as well. So it is special. I suppose we're all like Gillian's second daughters as well on the squad, the way she treats us as well. So I think what's important is we all want to win for each other, not just ourselves as well. So I think that really shows.
Mm-hmm. Hard to understate the amount of support you've had over the years as well, especially at home games. You know, how much of an impact has that had for, I suppose, you and the rest of the team when competing?
Oh, it's massive. Look, if you talk to any other teams, they'll say that the Mercy is a really hard place to come and play. And that is down to the support that we get from our families, our partners. You know, they've been through all the ups and downs. But it also goes full circle. Like, I remember watching Wildcats when I was only 5 or 6 going to the games. And then you see the 5 or 6 year olds that are at our games that hopefully will do the full circle as well and be playing. But yeah, look, we'd encourage as much people to come out and support us for our last home game now and then into the playoffs as well.
Perfect. I mean, the final question I'll ask, were there any celebrations after the win last weekend, or will there be any coming up to the end of the season?
Yeah, look, we hope so. We all went out for a meal on Sunday. I think we were just all wrecked after the game. So there's definitely celebrations to come, but we still have games to go. So we'll focus on them first and then we can celebrate after.
Perfect. Well, congratulations again. Best of luck with the game this weekend and best of luck for the rest of the season.
Thank you so much.